There was a song when we were early in our marriage. It used to say, "Let's stay together, no matter good or bad, happy or sad." And as we were studying this morning, we talked about how important it is just not to stay together, but to really stay in love with one another throughout the years. And I think that's an important concept, because even in Ephesians 5:21, it says, out of respect to Christ, be courteously reverent to one another. In other words, love one another. Love one another. Submit yourselves to one another, because we love Christ. We reverence Christ. So therefore, we submit to one another in love.
You know, in dealing with that love, there's only one way to do this, and we have to go back to the originator of love, which is God Himself. And He gave us a point of reference that could be used as a key to help us in our relationships. Number one, when we're talking about submission, it has to do with let no man be so tenacious of his own will or his opinion in matters of difference as to disturb the peace in his relationships or the peace in his home. So it's very important when we operate and flow in love, and that we continue to fall in love over and over again. It's important to deal with these keys. Another one is forgiveness, and also it helps us in completing our relationship on a daily basis. Every day we start over again in submitting and loving one another. And lastly, it helps us to have a ceaseless and seamless relationship that never ends in love. And that's what happens in these relationships as we submit ourselves to one another.